The unemployment rate has been hovering near 6% for almost a year, and that means some people have been out of work for a while. 1,900,000 Americans have been without a job for more than 6 months, and that's nearly triple the number from 2 years ago. NPR's Chris Arnold has spent some time with one Massachusetts man who has been unemployed for almost a year.
About 75 unemployed professionals are gathered in a reception room at a synagogue outside of Boston. This is one of several weekly networking groups that have sprung up in the area where people who are out of work get together to offer each other advice, encouragement, and contacts.
I suggest you talk about your resume in ways that maybe you haven't really promoted yourself, to see if you can tweak your resume a little bit to make it more interesting.
For some here who've been out of work for a while, resume tweaking feels a bit hopeless. 45-year-old Jim Sandini was making upwards of $80,000 a year as a computer chip engineer at Intel before he lost his job last June.
It's just extremely difficult, more mentally, I guess, than anything.
Sandini has a certain bright-eyed intelligence in his expression. His former boss at Intel says Sandini had strong technical skills and worked well with the other engineers. Sandini's also worked at Honeywell and NEC Electronics. You'd think he'd be highly employable. But Sandini says nobody's hiring in his specialized niche of computer chip design, and the timing is very bad. Sandini lost his job right after he got engaged to a woman from Scotland. She's since moved to this country and married him, so Sandini feels tremendous pressure to find work, especially now that he's nearing the end of his unemployment benefits.
I just look at her every day. There's so many questions that go on in my mind. Did I do the right thing marrying her when I did? It's trying on a marriage in the best of times. And when we're just starting out, it is the most difficult time I've ever had in my life.
We went to interview Jim and Jean Sandini at their house in Berlin, Massachusetts, on the day of their six-month wedding anniversary.
Well, as you can see, it's a small ranch. You can probably see almost the entire house in this, standing here in the kitchen. But, you know, you can come through here.
Jim and Jean Sandini had a long-distance relationship for several years until their recent trip to Italy, where they went to visit the small town where Jim Sandini's grandparents came from.
I took her up to the top of the monastery, looking down on the town, and that's when I got on my knees and asked her, you know, in the land of my father's father, will you marry me?
In the lands of my father's father, will you marry me? You know, so this, I was overwhelmed, absolutely overwhelmed. We're both crying, and I think it was the setting. It couldn't have been anywhere more special for the both of us.
Yeah.
Just, we knew we were heading in a good direction. It was wonderful.
But soon after he returned from that trip, Sandini lost his job, and he's been looking for work ever since. Jean says she finally got a work permit from the INS, and so she's now looking for office work while sprucing up the house on a very tight budget. She's made paintings to hang in every room and sewn a nice bedspread together out of an old tablecloth. But at night, when the lights are out, Sandini doesn't see his wife's paintings or the flower seedlings she has growing in the window. He says he loses the perspective that he and Jean are healthy, they love each other, and that's what's important. He lies in bed, wide awake and anxious, that there's no job for him in sight.
Jean will tell you, right?
Yes.
I have a very hard time sleeping. My mind is constantly churning, thinking about everything. I just can't even describe all the thoughts going through my mind. So, yeah, the sleep pattern really, and depression. The depression sets in. You know, maybe there are some people out there that don't get depressed, but I'm the type that it wears on me. It just wears on me. And after a while, it breaks into your mind.
Sandini says he's constantly apologizing to Jean over not making money, but they've been living so frugally that thanks to the unemployment checks, Sandini hasn't had to tap into his 401k retirement savings yet. So Jean figures one of them will find a job eventually, and she says she's less worried about the money and more concerned about the toll this is taking on her husband. She says being without a job for nearly a year, he's getting irritable and sullen, and he doesn't enjoy the things he used to, like riding his bike and exercising.
I think it's more difficult for Jim than it is for myself. I can see a difference in him from 3 months ago to being 9 months unemployed. The self-esteem, the confidence, the ability to project yourself positively definitely decreases with time, you know, the longer you're unemployed.
Many professionals have decided to take much lower-paying jobs, like substitute teaching or working retail. Others have changed careers. Sandini's struggling with that decision. He recognizes it might be good for him to just take any job that gets him out of the house, but he's afraid if he does that, he'll fall behind on the latest skills in a field he's worked in for more than 20 years.
In ASIC design work is what I do. Once you step out of that world, it's very, very hard to get back. So all of that work and all of that effort and all of your career choices you made up to that point, they'll be gone. So you better be ready for making less than half of your salary. You better be ready to do something different and never go back to that world. You can't get back in the door.
So for the time being, Sandini is trying to stay current. He's scouring the job listings that he gets emailed to him daily. But every week that goes by, he says he grows more afraid.
My fear is that, let's bring it to the ultimate, I won't get a job and I won't be able to stand it. I'll have a heart attack or something like that. I mean, my brother died of a heart attack. Sometimes I feel so stressed out and so upset that I feel like I'm going to die or something. I really do. But on the other hand, I try and pull myself up every day. I try and get out of bed. I sometimes get excited about going to the computer and looking at all those stupid emails.
And so Sandini says he will pull himself out of this and eventually get a job. For her part, Jean is optimistic. She says the past year has shown her that she and Jim are good for each other, even under tough circumstances, and she thinks that's a good foundation for their future. But she says she knows they won't have a normal and really happy life together until they find work. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Berlin, Massachusetts.